From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. The U.S. is warning Russia to withdraw a convoy that entered rebel-held territory in Ukraine. Some 145 trucks that Russia says contains humanitarian supplies crossed into Ukraine without the permission of the government. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
The convoy entered Ukraine as NATO announced Russian artillery was firing at Ukrainian forces in the eastern part of the country. Rear Admiral John Kirby, the Pentagon spokesman, said there was no immediate evidence the convoy included Russian military personnel, but called the movement an unauthorized entry.
This is a violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity by Russia. Russia must remove its vehicles and its personnel from the territory of Ukraine immediately. Failure to do so will result in additional costs and isolation.
Kirby said Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel spoke with his Russian counterpart this week and was told there will be no military intervention, using the pretext of humanitarian relief. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration is offering a new workaround for nonprofit religious groups and some for-profit companies that object to covering birth control in their workplace insurance policies. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the move comes in response to a Supreme Court ruling earlier this summer.
The proposal from the health department would allow closely held companies like Hobby Lobby to opt out of paying for birth control coverage, just like religious nonprofits can. The company's insurance carriers would still have to provide coverage. White House spokesman Eric Schultz says the proposed rule is intended to strike a balance between employers' religious rights and employees' access to contraceptives.
The administration took several steps to ensure women receive coverage for recommended contraceptive services while continuing the administration's goal of respecting religious beliefs.
The health department is also proposing a change in the way religious nonprofits must register their objections. It's not clear whether that will satisfy those still challenging the birth control requirement in federal court. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
In north-central Washington state, rain-soaked hillsides, previously scorched by wildfires, gave way and began to slide. Highways have been closed and homes have been damaged. Aaron Dunlap lives outside of Twisp, Washington.
We had, coming down from these smaller hills, just waterfalls and boulders shooting out, the road washed out, and the creek flooded and turned into a giant river on the backside of our property. So really just water all around you in 2 minutes.
Dunlap says his car is still half buried in mud and sand. A flash flood watch is in effect for a second night. A low-pressure system is moving over Puerto Rico and is expected to veer northeast away from the U.S. East Coast. But the National Hurricane Center says the storm still has a good chance of forming into a tropical storm in the next 2 days. So far this year, just two hurricanes, Arthur and Bertha, have developed in the Atlantic. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The UN is pledging to ramp up support for Liberia as the country battles the worst outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus on record. NPR's Narit Eisenman reports UN officials say that support includes expanding treatment facilities with the addition of 500 beds over the next 6 weeks.
UN officials say they were in Monrovia to see for themselves the challenges Liberia is confronting. Their assessment was grim. Just weeks ago, Keiji Fukuda, the World Health Organization's Assistant Director General of Health Security, estimated it would take 3 to 6 months to quash the outbreak. Now, he says it will take 6 to 9 months of very hard work. But Fukuda also offered assurances that the UN would start providing more assistance, including foreign health workers. Liberia currently has only 4 centers for treating people with Ebola, and they are almost at capacity. Narit Eisenman, NPR News, Monrovia.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is announcing the recall of more than 2 million beanbag chairs after 2 children opened the zippers on them, crawled inside, and suffocated. The chairs are made by Ace Bayou Corporation and were sold at a number of stores and online retailers, including Walmart and Amazon.com. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says the Great Recession has complicated the Fed's ability to assess the U.S. job market and made it harder to determine when to adjust interest rates. Speaking to an annual Fed conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Yellen says the unemployment rate has steadily declined, but other gauges of the job market reflect continued weakness. The uncertainty is because of high levels of people who have been unemployed for more than 6 months, many people working only part-time, and weak pay growth. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.